Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Well, what is going on? Hope you're well. Producer Callum is on his holidays filling in for him. It is the only.
Just keep talking. This will eventually come around.
Mr. John Beryl.
Oh, hello.
John, what's going on?
Is it coming back?
Turn it up!
Turn it up! Yeah, John, hey!
John, how are you getting on?
Callum is spinning now in his holiday, or whatever he's at.
Yeah!
How are we getting on, John?
Getting on very, very well.
Did you enjoy this morning's experience? It's back in the hot seat. You used to produce us.
Oh, lads, it's so weird being back. I feel like you've all had glow-ups. Like, I'm looking at you, you know, running the desk, doing your bits. Not a fuff to be had.
I'd say.
What is it called?
I'd say fluff. I think fluff. It's fluff. I was actually thinking about that word the last day. It's a strange word to describe when we mess up on the radio. A fluff. Do we look tireder?
Do we look older? Be honest. We do.
How
look
honest
up.
Do you want me to be? Do you want me? Like 100% honest?
Rip it off.
Oh, lads.
Focus like on Graham first.
Do you know there's mascara now for men? There's eye concealer. Like just a little bit around the old crow's feet.
Yeah, do you... Okay, that's an attack on me.
That was an attack.
I
he was looking at me.
Awful crow's feet.
But we knew
I thought
it was
subtle. I thought I was subtle.
You have nice crow's feet, Graham. Yours aren't too big.
Hopefully
mine
I don't have them.
Terrible.
But I'm going to have a wrinkly forehead. That's what's going to get me.
Have we all gotten grey since we've last seen each other?
I don't think you're grey, John.
I've got so much grey going
on.
Really? And besides, on the temples, be a little silver
fox. I just think you've become very broad. Massive shoulders.
Just prison lifting.
Yeah. Nathan, you're not going to go grey anytime soon.
Yeah, I think so.
No, you got no greys.
Is there not a little bit on the top?
Oh, here.
And he's got nothing on the top.
I'm happy to have a bit of hair.
Oh, sorry, it's
top.
Just shine in the forehead,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being so mean.
Like you went into a time machine going back in time here.
Yeah, a little bit. It felt like Marty McFly. It helped that I'm wearing my old puffer jacket, but yeah, definitely getting a DeLorean back where we are.
It's a nice app, John. He's a very calming
influence. Very, and you'll hear in the show, I forgot to bring ketchup, which will all make sense in a few. And John, not a bother, went out. Now, John, did you have to buy the flipping biggest bottle of ketchup there was?
It was on my card. Yours wouldn't work. It was declined.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Graham.
You owe me $2.50.
Graham, why is your card declining?
Was it not tap?
No, wouldn't tap.
But what's the issue? My card sometimes doesn't tap.
It's everything.
Oh, that's
okay.
Convenient, isn't it? You knew
that
going in.
That is convenient.
Look at you. Tight pockets, O'Toole.
$2.50 extra.
I'll revolute you, John. Don't you worry. Oh, you'll get your money.
I've got a receipt here.
You'll get your money.
John, when are you back?
I will be back in with you on Thursday.
God, so it's just us. Two cowboys.
Jeez. I have to write those three things. That's them.
You're very good at that. I couldn't do that.
Do you want me to predict the news for you?
Yeah, could you predict the news? Well, like, to be fair, I am doing an awful lot over here. You could do the three things.
I can give it a go.
Nah, I'll do it.
No, I'll give it
a go. No, I'll do it. I wouldn't want to stress you out.
I'm so stressed.
On the show this morning, we talk a lot about Ketchup, S Club 7, Selling Sunset, Who's Your Neighbour Makes a Return, and the Netflix Dudum. Here we go.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Dublin,
are you ready?
Live across the city, the only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin
103.8, Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning, it is 7:04 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole, this man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Thanks for the mug of coffee, brother.
Yeah, this is a thing now that's been happening. I have to make Nathan's coffee in the morning because, well, not just make Nathan's coffee, I'm basically his carer. I have to bring his breakfast up after the show. I have to put his porridge in his bowl, put the water in the bowl, put that in the microwave, then bring it back, sit him down, then bring over a small stool and give him a lift home every day.
Well, hang on, you didn't give me a lift home yesterday. God waiting around here like a lemon.
God forbid I go out and meet friends.
Yeah, I got a message. I won't be around. I'm hanging out with a mate in the city centre going for lunch. I went, well, cheers for the invite.
So he sat here in the office and waited for me to be finished and I came back and collected him 2.5 hours later. I want to talk about a band this morning. I want to kick off the show with this. That are losing another member. Let's just say they've gone from having 7 members to 3 members. And now apparently just 2 members. It's very sad.
It's not boys' life.
It's not boys' life, no. I'll tell you just a few.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And I hate to kick off the weekend show with some bad news. But
oh no, is your rash back?
No, the rash is okay. The cream is working you gave me. Thanks very much. Thank
no
your
worries.
Mother for that.
What?
Someone is leaving a band.
Okay.
Joe O'Mara. Do you know who Joe O'Mara is?
Joe O'Mara, very Irish name. Is it the Coronas?
No, Joe was what she was just known as off of S Club 7.
Ah.
Now S Club 3 or S Club Party, whichever website you read.
She was really the only one that could sing in that band.
Well, she is gearing up to relaunch a solo career after spending several years touring with S Club Party. Says here in the paper, and I'll get to why I'm just saying in the paper now in a second, she's going to leave bandmates Bradley and Tina and will no longer be in S Club 3. So I went on to the internet and I was like, I really wanted to find out how much is it to book S Club 3, because we saw them. We saw them at our DIT ball at the right venue in Swords. And this has been brought up twice in the last two shows, because we were talking about Mr. Hudson yesterday.
You said Mr. Hudson actually stared into your eyes.
Like, what a lineup, right? So you had Mr. Hudson at our DIT ball. You had S Club. I can't remember who we had. We definitely had Bradley and Paul.
Yeah.
I think we had Bradley, Paul and Joe.
I think Joe was there.
And I don't know if you remember. Remember these guys? They were the next big thing or supposed to be in Irish music.
Roy Seven.
And I went with my housemates at the time, and you were there as well, but my housemate Brian, he was there at the front and he untied the lead singer of Roy Seven's shoes.
Why?
As he was performing. And your man just kind of kicked him and go, what are you doing? So I went to see how much it is to book S Club 3 or S Club Party. And there is a website called classicpromotions.co.uk. First of all, there's so many typos in the description of the band. It's really annoying and really unprofessional.
No.
But it says S Club Party featuring Joe, who no longer will be there, Bradley, Paul and Tina. Please note that S Club Party is usually three of the members of S Club and could be Joe, Bradley, Paul or Tina. Full stop, which really annoyed me.
Why is it two full stop?
For the first time in history, three of the original members of S Club 7 are back together for shows singing their greatest hits. It's not for the first time ever. They've been doing this literally for close on 10 years now.
Do you remember S Club Juniors?
Yes, and one
Chipmunk was in it.
Rochelle off of the Saturdays was in it as well.
Oh my god.
Yeah. S Club were without doubt one of the biggest bands in pop history, with sellout arena tours and countless hits. So if you got them, your sets will include Reach, like I just played, Don't Stop Moving, S Club Party, Never Had a Dream Come True.
I love that song, Never Had a Dream Come True.
Have You Ever, Bring It All Back, You Alive, and it goes on. This is my favourite part of this though. Hot news. Not only, but also, this is horrendous writing. Not only, but also, Bradley and Paul are sometimes, bracket, busy diaries, bracket, available for DJ sets and S Club Greatest Hits set, but only sometimes depending on how busy they are.
Is there a price?
There's no price. You got to email. Will we email them for a price? We'll email them for a price.
Imagine if they performed in the studio here just throughout the show.
We can inquire for a price.
Yeah, let's inquire.
I might book them for my birthday.
I will go to your birthday.
Yeah, so we're not doing it as a joke, because if they're like 100 quid, I might book them for my birthday. My 30th is happening next year.
Let's do it.
What better way to ring in 30 years on this planet than having Tina, Paul, Joe or Bradley turn up?
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Graham, you're going to be absolutely delighted about this. A new season of Selling Sunset. It's out today on Netflix. If you don't know what it is, it's a reality show that follows very glamorous people selling mansions in LA, and you're just obsessed with it.
Yes, and tomorrow on Plan B, Serena will be interviewing Christine from Selling Sunset. And Nathan, you don't even watch it, so I appreciate the
It's good to show enthusiasm. I did watch the first episode and it just wasn't really for me.
You gotta get into it. You would love it because you're a big Made in Chelsea fan. It's fly on the wall, cameras following them around, but they're actually doing things. They're selling houses and trying to make commission as opposed to just drinking coffee in London.
Do you feel like you've learned a lot about property in the Beverly Hills?
100%, because they always put up the price and then how much it is. And you kind of get into this mindset of, geez, 4.5 million is an absolute steal for four bedrooms and five bathrooms, isn't it? And they're like, well, just when you compare that now to what you get in Dublin for the same price, I tell you, it's actually not that bad.
Graham, want to test your knowledge this morning.
Okay.
Okay, I've looked up current property that is for sale in Beverly Hills. Three properties. All you have to do is tell me the price it is going for. Going to give you details about each
okay.
property.
How much either side are you going to give me? How many hundred grand? I'll settle for 300 grand either side.
Yeah, okay. I'm a generous presenter.
Well, I was expecting a little bit more
I'm
back and forth.
I'm not good at haggling.
Okay, 300k either side. Okay.
Okay, first property. It is called 142 Calvista. This Mediterranean estate is a work of art in a prestigious Beverly Hills
alcove. Yeah. I want bedrooms, bathrooms, and I want square footage, please. Come on.
It was built in 2006. It has 9,024 square feet.
9,024?
Yes.
Okay.
Five bedrooms, eight bathrooms, four stories, a private pool, and a spa. And I will say the architect, Richard Landry, built it.
Okay, 10.5 million.
10.5?
Yeah.
It's 98 million. Are you watching the show? Have you been watching the show?
Next. I needed a kind of a feeler.
108 Tower Road, Beverly Hills. It's a lovely looking thing. 12,434 square feet.
Say that again. 12,444.
34. It was built in 2016.
Beds, bathrooms.
Six bedrooms, nine bathrooms.
Oh, it's a big one.
Three stories, has a private pool and also a fireplace, and I'll throw in appliances include a dishwasher and a freezer.
Oh, okay. Dishwasher and freezer come with it to the 75 million.
It is worth 27 million. Graham!
Close.
The last one, 303 Parkway, 9,000 square feet, nestled on a tree-lined street. Stunning views. It was built in 2013. Has two car parking spaces.
Bed, bathrooms, that's all I want.
Six bedrooms.
Yeah.
Eight bathrooms.
There's always more bathrooms. Why?
The flooring is hardwood.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Three stories.
Does it have natural beams in the top, does it? What's the windows like? Is it near a road? Is it near a highway?
Private
views
pool.
Views good?
Views are excellent, Graham.
Yeah.
Private pool, yes.
Yeah.
Spa included.
Yeah. Okay, 35
and
million.
And there's a Calippo ice cream in the freezer.
36 million.
It is 23 million! You are absolutely hopeless at this game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm the real winner. Cassell and Sunset Season 3 is back today. I'm going to binge it all over the weekend.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Earlier on, I was talking about the sad news that Joe was leaving S Club Party or S Club 3,
so
whatever they're known as.
Who's left?
I think Bradley and Tina
and
maybe Paul.
If you find them on a good day.
I found their website where you can book them. I'm saying, I just want to inquire, just out of curiosity, how much it is to book however many there is left. It says, please note that the majority of celebrity/current/chart artist fees will start at around £50,000.
Goodness gracious.
And many more, over 100,000.
I'm sorry. We saw them perform at our DIT ball.
Yeah.
DIT pay 50 grand for Bradley.
So I'm looking at other artists that this website have. So they've got Craig David, Nile Rodgers and James Arthur. So surely S Club is in around the same level as them. So I'd say maybe 100k.
Yeah.
Maybe. Some start at 2,000, but they said they'll offer alternative artists for lesser fees. Like, I don't want Boy's Life. Come on.
Yeah. You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Sometimes I feel like I need to give an SOS. I'm stuck in this cage. They only let me out on a Friday.
It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Now, this morning, the big old sheriff isn't here. Replacing him is the deputy sheriff. So howdy to you, deputy.
Howdy, boys.
This is going to be so good, because the deputy producer John is going to be replacing producer Callum for a few mornings, so just know which side your bread is buttered, deputy.
Oh,
all right.
I am, yeah.
Don't intimidate the deputy.
Well, look, deputy.
He has massive forearms.
Yeah, we were just admiring his forearms during Avicii there.
They're so hairy.
Yeah, hairy and thick.
Do you want to begin?
I'll begin.
What is going on?
I'm combining two of your favourite things, Nathan. One Direction.
Pasta?
No, with net worth.
Ah, you, I love this.
You think of a celebrity all the time, and then I can see your screen half the time in the show. Well, 50% of the time is you looking up transfer news on BBC News, and the other 50% is you checking how much a celebrity is worth.
I just find it fascinating.
Well, I can tell you that Harry Styles, in the last 3 years as a solo artist, has banked €55 million. So his latest figures from Erskine Records, which holds earnings from his music sales, show that he has assets of $27.3 million. He's also raked in a further $24.1 million from performing, and he's got another $3.8 million in further assets from his company HSA Publishing. But how does that compare to his One Direction bandmates?
I worry about Louis.
Surprisingly enough, you shouldn't be, okay? So Harry's on... So in total, Harry's got that 55. In total, he's worth 70 million.
Oh.
70 million is Harry Styles' net worth right now. Then Niall Horan is next on 55 million. Then it's Louis.
Fair play to you, Louis.
It's Louis on 50 million.
Maybe he was an X Factor judge.
Yeah, maybe he made a bit of money from that. Then it's Liam Payne on 48 million. And then bottom of the pile is Zayn on 40. But I think that's got a lot to do with the fact he doesn't tour that much because he's got anxiety about going on stage.
Yeah, and look, he's going out with Gigi. They're a very wealthy family.
You wouldn't turn your nose up to 40 million.
I'd be happy with that.
You wouldn't turn your nose up to us. You'd be all right. That's my story.
Thank you very much for that, Graham.
That was for you. That was especially for you, Nathan.
I don't need to tell you this, Graham, but I have somebody that works for me. His name is Mark O'Toole.
This again.
From time to time, he will DM me on Instagram and he'll say, Nathan, I have a story for you. I look at it and I say, fantastic. Keep up the great work. So he gave me a story yesterday.
Can someone send me stories on Instagram?
No.
So I don't have to look at my own stories.
So thank you very much, Mark. Katie Price, friend of the show. Do you know that she injured herself last week?
Broke both her legs or feet or something.
Broke both her feet in Turkey trying to jump over a wall. While she was on her daughter Princess's Instagram Live yesterday, and she says someone is accusing her of lying.
By the way, someone said on my someone said on my Instagram, oh, she's had bunions done on both feet. Well, when I showed the x-rays, it would prove that I haven't had bunions. I've never had bunions in my life.
What's bunions?
Like, you know, like the side where you get like, I've had, that's one thing perfect about me is my feet, but they're obviously not perfect now, look.
Thank you, Princess, because I was about to reach my phone and Google, what exactly is a bunion? And it's got something to do with the feet and kind of...
I will tell you what a bunion is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a painful bump where the big toe connects to the foot. It can be caused by wearing uncomfortable shoes over long periods of time.
Oh, damn, I hope I don't get bunions. Oh. It's horrible. It sounds... That and gout.
Oh, gout sounds dreadful.
Bunions and gout. Deputy, who is your winner today?
I think... We're going to have to go relatable. We're going to have to go bunions.
You know, I can't argue with that.
I can't argue.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You got to get it wrong.
You got to get it wrong?
You got to get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I've said it once and I'll say it again because I enjoy repetition. Friday is always very exciting to play this game because you can come on and you can snatch the 100 quid out of someone's hands.
Just get questions wrong. It's very, very simple. In 1 minute, Jen came on during the week. She got 14 questions wrong and she could be winning that 100 euro tomorrow if this morning's player doesn't beat 14. This morning's player is Nicola. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Nicola, happy Friday.
I know, thank God. Thank God it's Friday.
Nicola, this is your big moment. This is the moment you could be coming on and winning 100 euro. Are you excited?
Nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're with your friends here. Nicola, any plans for the weekend?
None as of yet, but maybe we will.
Let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. This is how it stands. Jen is on top with 14. Nicola, it's very simple. If you get 15 or more questions wrong, you will win that €100. Got it?
Okay.
Perfect. Here we go.
Name a Ben Stiller film.
Something About Mary.
Name an Adam Sandler film.
Dirty Dancing.
What is Katy Perry's job?
President.
Name a Taylor Swift song.
Flying Without Wings.
Name a Pitbull album.
What's Love Got To Do With It?
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey.
Chicken.
What is a banana type of?
Vegetable.
What is a gooseberry a type of?
Fruit.
What cartoon character lives in a pineapple?
Bart Simpson.
What's the capital of Scotland? What currency do they use in England?
Euro.
What noise does a caterpillar make?
Meow.
What noise does a butterfly make?
Woof.
What's 55 minus 5?
4.
13 plus 10 is 23. True or false?
False.
How do you spell under?
Out of time.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to be close.
This is going to be very close. Now, Ben Stiller was in Something About Mary.
Just going to ask that question. What's a gooseberry?
A gooseberry, it comes...
It's a fruit.
It's like raspberries and...
Okay.
Okay. A green fruit.
Well, I have to say, you came on this morning. You're very friendly. You're an open book. You say, hey guys, this is me. I'm nervous, but I'm happy to be on. And do you know what, Nicola? You reminded me of someone.
Oh.
Okay. It's that.
Nicola, you reminded me of a very, very young, like I mean extremely young, Anne Doyle.
Oh, wow. What an honour.
How do you feel about that?
The Queen of RTE.
Can you say, I'm Anne Doyle and that's the 6-1 news?
Oh, yeah, do.
I'm Anne Doyle and this is the 6-1 news.
Oh, what a professional.
Oh,
professional.
Nicola, you got 12.
Oh.
I got it for you.
Nicola, a couple of correct answers in there which deemed incorrect, but thank you so much for coming on. You definitely come back again in a couple of weeks because you're a great player. Thanks, Nicola.
Okay, thank you.
See you, Nicola.
So that means our winner this week is Jen.
Jen, you made Mama so proud!
Jen, congratulations. You win that €100 by getting 14 questions wrong in a minute. And if you want to play next week, then register right now. Get in nice and early because remember, the earlier you get on, the better chance you have of winning. People then have to top your score. Text or WhatsApp us the word wrong plus your name and location to 087 711 1038.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Stormzy and Crown. Can you believe it? He's only 27. Turned 27 a couple of weeks ago. It's 7:51 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. And a mixture of sunshine and showers today with highs of 21 degrees. But tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to be in for a few days of dry weather and highs of about 17, 18 tomorrow.
I'm going to be 29 on the 18th of August.
Oh, I know.
Put in the diary.
I won't forget your birthday like you forgot my birthday. Literally the morning of my birthday. It's your birthday.
It's because I didn't see it on Facebook. I didn't get a notification.
I'm getting screwed with not being on Facebook anymore. Not that I'm not on Facebook. I just don't check it daily like I used to. The amount of birthdays I miss out on.
I haven't told you, but I have to leave straight after the show today. My mum's going to be waiting outside work. She's dropping me to see the doctor about my knee.
Oh yeah, so you've done your knee and your meniscus, whatever it is. Is it the MRI today or what's going on?
No, the MRI is on Monday. So I have to leave straight after the show on Monday.
Then why are you going to the doctor today? For what?
Just a checkup.
Like, the doctor is open until probably 4 or 5.
I want to get it out of the way. I don't like it hanging over my head all day.
You can't just say, I would like to get it out of the way when you literally haven't.
This is my job. I'm here right now.
But we have to do things to prepare
for
Monday.
What do we have to do? I'm already prepared, baby.
You always book your doctors in.
What?
Oh, I gotta go. I've got to leave early.
I have to go. I'm a busy man.
We work till like 12 or 1 sometimes.
I'm exhausted. I'm sweating over here. I put in a good shift this first hour.
I wouldn't say that. I'm expecting big things in the next.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Let's go! Woo!
Spin. 103.8. Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 8.03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. I sincerely hope you have the Friday feeling. Now, Graham, it's fair to say that in the past, you claim to have a special talent, and then we test it out on the show, and it never goes well. Previously, you've said that you can tell the car make by just listening to the car horn.
Yeah, it started well. I remember I got the first one right, but
then you failed.
Didn't end well.
Do you remember when you said, I can taste any crisp in the world, I will know what it is, blindfold me? We did that to you. We fed you different types of crisps and you failed.
Yeah.
Do you remember recently, your most recent one was you said, I can guess the first three digits of people's numbers by just knowing their name and where they live.
So it was Nathan, Glenn Aguirre. I could say, oh, 08, blah. Got it wrong.
Got it wrong. Well, I can tell you that I have a brand new special talent.
You've never had a special talent.
No, this is a big one this morning.
Are you confident you're going to get 100% on this?
Yes, I'm very passionate. This all stems from me having an argument with my mother. I'm telling you.
I'm very excited for this because I want to see you fail.
I'm not going to fail.
Okay.
Graham, you tend to come on the show and you say, I have a brand new talent, and then we test it out and it's a failure. You always fail.
I actually have a new skill.
No.
But we're not doing it today. We'll do it in a few weeks. When you hear it in a few weeks, you'll remember. Oh yeah, I remember when Graham said that. But look, today is all about you, Nathan. I usually fail, granted. But Nathan, this morning, this is the first time you're bringing a special talent to the show. Will we just play the song?
Just play it.
The song, the music explains what Nathan...
I said that this actually came from an argument with my mother, so it will all make sense.
Here we go.
I said, hey, ha, de, hey. Well, Nathan, guess the three brands of ketchup. We got Heinz, Jeff and Bramwell's.
Yeah, so the other day I was in my parents' house and I had some pasta with cheddar cheese and I wanted to squirt some ketchup on top because I'm obsessed with ketchup. I looked in the cupboard and my beloved Heinz wasn't there. It was Bramwell's, a knockoff ketchup.
So Bramwell's is Lidl?
Yes.
Okay. And what's wrong with Bramwell's?
It tastes completely different. And my mum says, ah, no, all the ketchup tastes the same. And I went, don't be so ignorant. Heinz is by far the best ketchup. I'm so loyal to Heinz. So I wanted to bring onto the show that I can taste the different types of ketchup. I will tell you which one is Heinz, which one is Chef, and which one is Bramwell's.
Now, this was perfect because you said this earlier on in the week, and producer Callum had Bramwell's in his house, you had Heinz, and I had Chef. So the plan is we're going to put one in here, 1 cup, 2 cup, 3 cup. We'll put them in, you'll taste them, and you'll tell us which one is which. Issue is, I actually forgot to bring in the chef.
What is wrong with you?
Me, of all people. And if it was you or producer Callum, you know there'll be hell.
You'd be chasing me around this building.
I think it's because I spent so much time making the music yesterday, I was excited about it, that I just completely forgot. Let's listen to it again, because it's a good song.
I said, hey, ha, de, hey. Well, Nathan, guess the three brands of ketchup. We got Heinz, Chef and Bramwell's.
I love the lyrics.
We've got Heinz and Bramwell's, no chef. Producer John, who's in for producer Callum, he's ran down to the shop. He's got my card. So I'm putting my money on the line here for you, Nathan.
We were supposed to do it now. We have to wait for producer John to come back. Can I ask, what are the rules going to be here?
Okay, we'll squirt them in 3 different cups. You'll eat them. Wait till afterwards till you tell us which ketchup is in which cup.
I'm worried about cross-contamination.
Okay.
I will taste one ketchup. It will probably still be in my mouth. I'm worried that it might affect my results, so I'm going to have to squirt water.
That's absolutely fine.
Is that okay?
We will allow the squirting of water. So hopefully, producer John will be back. I'll be doing the ketchup test.
If he's not back...
Well, we'll be... I don't know.
We'll be learning about your heritage.
Remember the day, Friday, the 7th of August, 2020. Will Nathan pass the test?
We are currently on Instagram Live, official Spin 1038. You want to get involved. Watch this in action because this is a first. I have said that, look, I can taste the different ketchups around the world. Heinz, Bramwell's and Chef to be exact. And I can tell the difference because I love ketchup. The other day I had an argument with my mother. I wanted to have ketchup with pasta. And I looked in the cupboard and it was only a bottle of Bramwell's.
Oh.
And I said, what are you doing? I love Heinz. And she said, sure, they all taste the same.
Okay, so what we have, three cups. They're labelled 1, 2 and 3. But which one is in which cup? Nathan, give me your answer after you've tasted all three.
Three cups. One has Heinz ketchup, one has Bramwell's ketchup, and one has Chef ketchup. The rules again. Can I look at the ketchup?
I think it's just tasting the ketchup. I don't think you can stare into the cup.
Can I smell it?
You can smell it, but you'll smell it. I'm going to pass you over cup number one.
I'm probably going to look at it.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Go on, look at it.
Before I begin, I want to tell you that I know with Chef ketchup, there's a lot of vinegar in it. Bramwell's tastes of dirt. And Heinz is delicious. Okay, the very first one. And I'm going to have to swig water during
That's okay.
It. Okay, here we go. First taste. Oh, it's quite sweet, that. It kind of burns at the back. I have to say that was very tasty ketchup. So the first one, I will write that down. Okay, give me the
swig. Do you want a swig of water?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
Don't tell me, but do you have an idea what that one was?
I have a sort of idea.
Okay.
That's it to me. Thank you. Oh, I've lost my spoon. Oh, it's back in the cup. Sorry about that. See, a bit of cross-contamination I'm worried about.
That's your own fault. You put the spoon back in the cup. Okay. We're on cup number two now.
It's a bit more watery.
Okay, he's only taken a tiny amount. He's not taking big mouthfuls. Wow, is that enough for him to guess?
Interesting. Okay. That is very interesting.
Very interesting. He's double dipping. He's gone for a second.
I would say it is sweet. It's very smooth, the consistency.
Okay.
It feels expensive to me.
Okay.
God, I love ketchup. I absolutely love ketchup.
And cup number three.
There you go. Thank you very much. Sorry.
No worries at all. We are on Instagram Live, if you just joined us. A radio first. We are tasting ketchups. Or ketchup. What's the plural of ketchup? Ketchup.
Two. Not too sure.
Okay. Cup number...
I haven't gotten that vinegar yet. That really...
Cup number three.
Oh, God. There we go. That is Chef if I've ever tasted it in my life.
Okay, Nathan. Get your thoughts together.
Yeah. I said hey, ha, de hey. Well, Nathan guess the three brands of ketchup. We got Heinz, Chef and Bramwell's.
I need to have another taste.
Of which one?
The second one. Tasting the second one. Okay, and the first one.
I need your answer, Nathan. Which one is Heinz? Which one is Chef? And which one is Bramwell's? I'm going to show Instagram Live.
Can I first tell you that number three is Chef? I know that for a fact. There's so much vinegar in it, it actually makes my eyes water. So it's between Bramwell's and Heinz. I hope my mother isn't listening when I say that kind of tastes a bit similar. They're both as sweet as one another. But I'm hoping, come on.
That was the start of the argument.
Yes, maybe I just like arguing with my mother. I am going to say that number one is Bramwell's and number two is Heinz and number three is Chef.
Nathan O'Reilly.
Come on. I told you I had a talent. I had a skill. I am going to be on Britain's Got Talent next year.
Just for the record, though, before the game, you said Bramwell's was dirt. And during the game, you said, Tasty.
No, I got very emotional. I retract that statement.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Who's your neighbor? Tell me who's your neighbor.
I'm looking forward to this. I want another victory, Graham.
Stinks of arrogance in here after Nathan correctly guessing three different ketchups between Chef Hines and Bramwell's earlier on in the show, and he wants to continue his winning streak playing the game of Who's Your Neighbour. Shall we play? Alan, do you want to?
Go for it.
Okay, Alan, these are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can, to which the answers will be yes or no. At the end, we'll put our information together. If we get it right, we win. If we get it wrong, you will be the winner. But you know what? We said we're going to send someone out to the cinema anyway.
You're going to the cinema, Alan. How do you feel?
What's going on, brother?
Yes.
I'll take the missus along, I suppose.
Ah, gorgeous. Don't be shifting in the back row. Do you hear me? Alan, I do want to say I'm borderline arrogant this morning. I'm feeling very confident.
Did you hear when he got all the ketchups right?
I did.
Would you think you'd be able to do that?
Probably, actually. Yeah, probably with mayo, though.
Mayonnaise. Okay. Right, well, look, let's concentrate on who's your neighbour. Nathan, I'll allow you to begin. 1 minute, here we go.
Alan, is your neighbour a man?
Yes.
Is a neighbour over 30?
Yes.
Does your neighbour have anything to do with sports?
Yes.
Okay.
Soccer?
No.
Okay. Rugby?
No.
MMA?
Yes.
Is your neighbour from Crumlin?
I'm going to say yes.
Alan, does your neighbour make a whiskey?
No.
Oh.
Are you sure about that now?
Yes.
Is your neighbour a politician?
As well.
No.
Is your neighbour retired?
No.
Does your neighbour have a wife called Dina?
Don't think so, no.
Okay, right.
I don't know that many other MMA players.
Oh, you do. Come on, you love Joe Rogan.
I know it's Paddy Houlihan.
Paddy Houlihan.
That's one, but he's the politician. Okay, we're going to put you on hold. 30 seconds. I'm not feeling confident because my knowledge of MMA isn't that strong. I know there's some guy called Gallagher, but I don't know.
What about?
I think he's Bellator.
What's Bama?
That's another kind of arm of UFC.
So
there's definitely MMA fans listening and they're going, God, these two idiots haven't a clue what they're talking
Conor
about.
Conor McGregor.
It's not him.
Paddy Houlihan.
It's not him. Oh, that was a big guy.
Oh, there's a massive guy.
What's his name?
He's very good looking. He's a huge chest.
Do you know what I'm on about?
Yeah, I do know him.
Do you know his name?
No. I don't know him. But he's a guy like you wouldn't want to mess with.
I'm going to say Gallagher.
No, it's definitely not Gallagher.
It's something Gallagher. Mr. Gallagher.
Mr. Gallagher?
I think we'll go with Connor. Connor Gallagher. Sounds like a name.
Do you want to just say
him? Oh, baby, it's Kavanaugh. Coach Kavanaugh.
Coach Kavanaugh!
All right, we're going with Coach Kavanaugh because we got nothing else.
Okay.
All right. Alan.
What's his first name?
No one
knows.
Coach.
Alan,
is your neighbour Coach Kavanaugh?
He sure is.
Do you know the other guy we were talking about? I think he's bald.
The big guy.
I have no clue, to be honest.
Is there a Gallagher guy? Was I making that up?
I couldn't tell you.
I was probably making that up just so to
Graham,
say something.
Fair play to you.
Thank you very much.
One more question.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Alan, what's Coach Kavanaugh like? Is he nice?
He only moved in there like a month ago, just across the way. So I'm yet to go over to introduce himself. But
do you see him practicing MMA in the back garden with the tree or something?
He was training two lads up and down the hill because we've a fairly steep hill down the back. So he was driving up one day and I had to look over and I go, geez.
We met him once. We were in his gym before shooting a video. He's a gentleman. He's
quite
so nice.
Short.
He's shorter than me and I'm tiny.
Is it bad that when I saw him I went, I could take him? Actually, I'd like to apologise. See, it's just because I'm arrogant at the moment.
Retract that.
It's a phase.
Alan, you had a famous neighbour. It was Coach Kavanaugh. Thanks for coming on, bud. Bye.
No worries. Thanks very much.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. I still want that.
Good morning. It is 9:08 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. I say Joush because it's spelled J-A-W-S-H. Josh 685 with Derulo. That is savage love. Let's give away some tickets.
Hey guys, Codeline here.
I'm Fully Charged with Graham and Nate.
These boys enjoy releasing bangers, and I enjoy listening to them.
I like eating bangers and mash.
Codeline, they are performing at Malahide Castle next year, 27th of June to be exact. Oh, like you'd miss gigs.
Oh.
You just want to be back out there with the people, and Codeline would be a great first gig to go back to.
So nice. Tickets went on sale this morning at 9 a.m. So if you want to get them, you want to pick them up, you can do. But look, we got our final pair of tickets to give away this morning. We're going to do Call the Line for Codeline. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a few. And if you are caller number 3 this morning, you will win the ticket. So you got to judge us. You don't want to be good too early, but then you don't want to leave it too late that, you know, you've missed your chance of getting them, being caller number 3. So the number you need this morning to win those tickets is 087 711 1038. Call us on the telephone, not on WhatsApp though, because we're going to do it through the telephone. We're going to open up the phone lines right now and we'll have a winner in 5. The lines are closed right now.
They're closed. Please do not call us.
We recorded it during the songs there. We were looking for caller number 3. This is what happened. Hey, it's Graham and Nathan. Welcome to the show. Who are we talking to?
Adam.
All right, Adam. What's the crack?
What's the story, lad?
Adam, are you a big fan of Codeline?
I am indeed, boy.
Are you feeling lucky?
I hope so.
Well, unfortunately, it's not your lucky day.
Oh, lad.
You're caller number 1.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Go on, get out of here. Right, we'll go to the next one. Nathan, you take this one.
Hello?
Caller number 3.
Oh, is that your name?
I like this tactic.
Yeah.
So you call out caller number 3.
Who are we chatting to?
Ben, sorry.
Ben, what's going on?
Not bad, how are you?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you for asking. Have you ever seen Codeline perform before?
Never, no.
Okay.
So you called at the top of the call, caller number 3. Do you what call do you think you are?
Huh?
What call do you think you are? Do you think you're 3?
I hope 3.
Look, he hopes 3, Graham.
You gotta hope a little bit more.
No!
You're caller number 2. I don't believe it. Oh, don't say that. All right, bye.
Sorry.
Right, let's go. Good morning.
Good morning, yes. It's Claire. I was getting tickets for Codeline.
Oh, Claire, you're so polite.
You've got the right place anyway.
Yeah, you're here. Yeah. We've been expecting you.
You've got the right number.
How are you feeling?
Great, fine, thank you.
You have a lovely accent, Claire. Where are you from?
Originally from Hayes, Middlesex. That's just outside London.
Middlesex, the first person we've ever had from Middlesex.
London, baby.
Good cricket team, Middlesex.
And thank you.
Are you living in England at the moment and you're just tuning in on our app, the Spin 1038 app?
No, I live in Beldale. I've been over here for 25 years now.
Well, you haven't lost the accent.
Longer, actually. Right. About 27 odd years.
Well, do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're calling number 3. Congratulations!
Yeah!
You've won the tickets, Claire. Who are you going to bring?
I'll probably bring my husband. Oh, yeah.
Your husband, Boris Johnson.
That's him, yeah. That's his name's John, but he's not.
Right, Claire, thank you very much for listening. We're going to send you to Malahide Castle and next year enjoy the gig and have a great weekend. See ya.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
See ya, Claire. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. It's 9:25 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
This is sweet like cake.
Something.
Boys and girls, who wants a riddle? Yeah. Oh, I hope you like cinema passes. Oh,
what is it? Oh, it's so difficult.
Where does he get these riddles from?
The man is a genius.
Nathan's hard one. Mind blown. I'm satisfied.
I like riddles. And I know you like riddles. This is your favorite part of the show.
Don't tell me what is my favorite part of the show.
Nathan's hard one. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Are you ready for this morning's riddle? It's short, but my God, is it sweet. If you eat me, my sender will eat you. What am I? Isn't it short this morning?
Say it again.
If you eat me, my sender will eat you. What am I? Now, I always say this, but to enter Nathan's hard one, you have to send in a WhatsApp voice note to 087-711-1038. I always X out of the text machine here. Don't need it anymore.
There you go. You can't do that.
I did that because I only focus on WhatsApp voice messages. If we choose you, and if you're correct, you're heading to the cinema.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
I say the riddle one more time.
Give me once more, because I'm getting confused with sender. I'm thinking, return the sender, address unknown.
If you eat me, my sender will eat you. What am I?
Get your answers, Nick. Let's get your answers. Anthony.
Hey, lads. I think the answer is a parasite.
A parasite? Jeez, that's very scary. A parasite. Have you ever seen the film Parasite?
Just saw it a few weeks ago.
What did you think?
Don't think it deserved to win an Oscar, but I enjoyed it.
Well, I can tell you, Anthony, you're wrong. Sorry.
Okay, next one.
Morning, folks. It's a pineapple.
That is from Robert.
A pineapple. If you eat me, my sender will eat you.
A pineapple.
The pineapple skin is very rough.
Don't
know.
I don't think so. Shannon.
Is the answer onion?
If you eat me, my sender will eat you. Who is an onion sender? No.
Laura, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Laura, we're just dandy. Are you a fan of Nathan's hard one?
Sorry?
Are you a fan of Nathan's hard one?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Do you listen every Friday for this segment?
Yeah, I do.
I thought you did. Right, let's hear it once more, Nathan, before we get Laura's answer.
If you eat me, my sender will eat you. What am I?
A fish hook.
A fish hook, you say?
Nice.
Why are you going with fish hook?
Because you throw it down and the fish goes onto the hook. The hook eats the fish and catches it.
Have you ever heard this riddle before?
No, I haven't, but I just thought it was a kind of easy guess.
Bit easy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, you think it was too easy?
Yeah, it's a bit easy.
Yeah.
Seems easy to me.
Well, Laura, I hope you're sitting down. Are you sitting down on an old mahogany chair?
Yeah.
Thank you for humouring me, Laura. You are correct!
She's done it. Wow.
Yes.
A fish hook.
Oh, and you have someone celebrating in the background. Who is that?
That's my mum.
Yes. Are you going to bring your mum to the cinema?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Go on. What's your mum called?
Rose.
Rose, what a lovely name.
Can we speak to Rose?
Yeah, pass the phone over to Rose.
Hello.
Hey, Rose.
How are you?
Rose.
How are you?
I have a feeling it was actually you who got the riddle correct.
Oh, no, she did.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Rose, you sound lovely.
Thank you.
Rose, you have a beautiful name. Were you named after the lady from the Titanic?
Oh, no, I have a sinking feeling here.
Oh, very good.
Oh, these two Rose are clever.
Rose is good. Rose is good. By the way, next time, let Leo stay on the raft or the piece of thing. You didn't have to push him down the ocean.
That was Jack.
It was.
Can I ask you ladies one more question? I'm always looking for feedback as to how I can improve this. Any advice?
You're doing brilliant.
Oh, Rose is a sweetheart.
I'd say average at best, but look, we'll
move on. Good emotional. Ladies never change.
Thank you so much for playing Nathan's Hard One. We'll chat to you. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you.
See you guys, especially Rose.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
9:46 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Ariana Grande with Justin Bieber and Stuck With You.
Do you know Ariana Grande's song with Lady Gaga, Rain On Me?
I sure do.
Well, I read that Ariana actually got injured by Lady Gaga when they were shooting the music video to that song. Lady Gaga ended up scratching Ariana's eye, but Ariana said it was an honour. It's an absolute honour to be scratched by Lady Gaga.
Here's an interesting story. It's a sound we're all familiar with. It is the Netflix da-dum. and it is a story about how that sound came about.
Oh, this is interesting.
So on a podcast, 20,000 Hertz, it took a deep dive into the year-long effort to create the infamous Netflix.
Yeah, how do you make that?
Okay, so a little bit went into it. It was headed by a guy called Todd Yellen, who was a streamer's VP of product. And he said he was sought to commission a sound that makes you think of, wow, I'm going to get a treat, I'm about to get an amazing story. However, he needed certain elements. He needed it to be short, but needed it to build and release tension. It couldn't be too electronic like the Mac startup chime, but it needed to make the audience think Netflix without actually saying the company's name. Mm. So, similar enough to 20th Century Fox, when you hear this.
I love this.
You know exactly what you're getting, but then also, you know, you've got MGM, you know, the lion roar. When you see Leo the lion in the middle. So they needed something like that to think, ah, we're going to get some Netflix. So what they did was Yellen tapped up Oscar-winning sound editor Lon Bender. He was involved in Braveheart and Drive. Massive fan of Drive, Nathan.
Drive.
He tried a bunch of sounds. Ones based on music boxes, ones that expressed the passage of time, doors opening, using strange instruments. None of them were working, but this sound effect was very nearly put in instead of the Netflix da-dum. So every time, I don't know, you open up Netflix to go watch Selling Sunset or Making a Murderer, you could have heard this instead of the ta-dum.
Oh no, sheep.
No, goats.
How is that goats? Oh, that's horrible.
So they were thinking this would be our very own.
Why would they do that?
Leo the Lion.
Ah, okay.
They were like, oh, will we just do it? So Yellen said, I like the sound of a goat. It's funny. I thought it was quirky. It was our version of Leo the Lion. For a while, we were stuck on it, but then it was scrapped. So how the da-dum was made? It's a combination of music and the sound effect of knocks, which he got from his wedding ring that he was wearing in the interview, he was saying. He would knock the wedding ring on the side of a cabinet in his bedroom, and then he add in different qualities to it. He sweetened it up, put a few sound effects on it. So, next time you open up Netflix and you hear this...
That's a wedding ring.
That originally came from a wedding ring, and then it was twisted and put different sound effects on it.
That's like the marriage is still very much alive.
Yeah, because every time he watches something... Oh, I miss my wife.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.